Hi, all, and welcome back to the Confluence podcast. I'm your host, Ruby Martin, Bureau Director of Certification Services for Octel. We have about 1,000 family child care home programs in our provider community, and we're happy to say today's episode is just for you. Anyone operating a child care program in their residence, you are such an integral part of providing peace of mind to families who have to work and bringing essential programming to kiddos, and we really value you. We are visited today by special guest Janine Pagano, and she is the Family Child Care Coordinator for the Pennsylvania Key. She has some exciting opportunities building comprehensive networks for home-based child care providers supported by homegrown grant opportunities, and we're going to talk to her about that today. So I also want to introduce Chris Luce, who is our Division Chief for Certification Services within Octel. We're happy to have Chris back, the right-hand man. And Chris is going to kick us off today by asking Janine a couple questions, and we'll get started.
All right. So, Janine, thanks for joining us. You know, you and I have worked together in many different roles throughout the years with Octel and certification. But before we start, can you start by introducing yourself and your role in this grant initiative?
Yeah, so as they introduced me, I'm Janine Pagano. I'm the Family Child Care Coordinator for the PA Key. I have been in early child care education for over 30 years. And as Chris said, part of that time was working with the ELRCs in coaching and technical assistance capacity. When I started this position, it was brand new about 2.5 years ago. And I started to kind of research ways to support the home-based population in Pennsylvania. And a year ago, I was approached by Octel and the PA Key, who were interested in the homegrown grant initiative that supports home-based child care providers. We already have a system, an infrastructure that supports child care in Pennsylvania, particularly home-based child care providers, but they really wanted to look at ways to be more inclusive of the provider. And so when this grant opportunity arose a year ago, we made sure that we were part of the application process.
And what's the primary purpose of the grant and why was it created?
Homegrown, which is a national organization, it has many foundational funders, and it provides a lot of resources to particularly the home-based provider, family, friend, and neighbor, what we refer to as relative care, and anybody who provides child care in the home. They look at how home-based providers interconnect with one another to form a structure to support the families and the children they serve. And how they do that is through educational hubs. So as an example, our ELRCs would be hubs because they produce resources to support our home-based child care providers. And then, of course, part of that comprehensive network is strong and sound policies and procedures. So those would be what Octel, DHS, and Keystone Stars provide. So when looking at this grant, they wanted to make sure that looking across the state, each state had an opportunity to look at how they served home-based child care providers with an opportunity to support any initiatives or activities. And so it's kind of how the grant came about. We are on, or I guess Homegrown is on their third round with this grant. We are the third cohort that has come about because of the funding.
So in Pennsylvania, we have many different types of home care providers. We have family providers, group home providers, relative neighbors. Are they all going to be available, able to apply for this grant on this round?
So we receive funds, Pennsylvania receives funds to support, so it would be the home-based provider. So it would be family child care providers, group providers, and residents. And then that would be in years one and two, because this is a 3-year grant. And then in year two, we will look in how we can support the relative care provider, those who provide support to grandchildren, nieces, and nephews in the home, making sure that they're aware that there are resources that they could utilize to support the growth of the children in their care.
So Janine, tell us a little bit about the application process. How are the funds from the grant allocated?
So we in the first year, actually, it's a 3-year grant. So in year one, which was 2024, we spent the whole year creating an implementation plan. We had technical assistance for that. And then year two and three, we carry out the work that we developed in the implementation plan. So we receive grants. We'll receive grants, support funds this year from Homegrown, and then again in 2026. And those funds will be to support activities related to the grant. So activities that bring about social connection, home-based child care well-being, including economic well-being. How do we help build capacity and recruit home-based childcare providers into the network? And how do we develop their leadership skills and their business skills so that they can sustain and grow their business? So all the funds will be allocated for those particular activities. Now we have a very large state. So when we're looking at the state, and all the work involved, we're kind of going to break year one and year two, dividing like the 19 ELRCs. So the first year we'll work with 9, and then the second year we'll bring in the remaining ELRCs. And then from those activities, the providers themselves will also benefit from the grant. So they will receive, they could participate in free trainings. And when they participate in the activities, there will be resources that support those activities. And then there will also be funds to compensate them for their time, because as we know, home-based childcare providers, they do not have overtime like other providers do. So they're helping us collect data and take a closer look at our networking systems across the state. So there are many benefits for them for participating in this.
That's great. It's such a wonderful opportunity for our family home care providers to have something like this. Tell me a little bit about what are specific ways the funding can be used for a home-based community.
So it would be for bringing the providers together, and so supporting whether it's, you know, do they need Zoom platforms? Are they going to meet in person? There will be funds available for them to build capacity. So we know one of the struggles is having providers as they come into the licensing system, they need so many supports and resources. So taking a closer look at that, what that means for them. So there will be funds to kind of take a closer, deeper dive into building the capacity and recruitment. Looking at the providers' business systems as well. Again, we want to make sure we're sustaining and growing them as childcare providers, because we need them around to support the children and the families. So looking at what works, what specific business trainings work, do they need funds to help purchase a business system to help them record and organize their fiscal information? Do they need additional coaching supports? So this funding stream from the Homegrown grant will go toward all of those specific goals.
What a great opportunity. Are there any restrictions on how the money can be spent?
Well, when we're looking at homegrown, as long as they align with the goals that we outlined in the grant, if for some reason we needed to change any of those goals based on data we're collecting or feedback from the home-based providers, we do have the opportunity to make revisions. The grant, however, cannot be used to pay any government salaried employee. It cannot be used to pay for any type of advocacy activity or any advocacy campaign. So as long as it's within the parameters of the grant that we wrote and the goals outlined in it, and we are in constant communication with Homegrown, we do have the ability to be flexible in what we use those funds for.
That's so great. So I know that anytime there's a grant, we're always very interested in what the impact is or any success stories that are out there. Can you share any success stories of family childcare providers who have benefited from the grant to this date?
Well, we are actually beginning the implementation, so we're in year one grants. But I do know of from past conversations, from participating in a lot of activities and statewide meetings, we do have several ELRCs that have built successful comprehensive networks. If we're looking at maybe some of the groups that are in Philadelphia, we have some in the middle of the state that have taken a community of home-based providers, and with their support, those home-based providers now facilitate and lead their own groups. And they create their own support system. So that's a success that we have in certain pockets of the state that we're hoping, as we come together with this grant, we can learn from them and continue with that. And then also looking at the homegrown grant, as I said, we are the third cohort. So we get to hear from the other cohorts that preceded us, and there have been many success stories of states or cities across the United States that have built a comprehensive network system, and to this day, they're still implementing, they're still learning, and they're still growing.
That's so great. So what kind of impact do you hope the grant has on family childcare, home businesses, and the families that they serve in the Commonwealth?
I would really, I'm really hoping that we see more home-based childcare providers come into the licensing system. We've had a lot lately who've retired, so I'd like to see some new faces, new people coming in. We have providers who have come in and in the first couple years aren't able to maintain their business because they don't understand the business dynamics around having a childcare in their home. So I'm hoping with this grant, my wish is to see them understand that they are business leaders and that their business is important for the children that they serve, and that they learn business skills, and then they take those skills and are around for a while because they're building upon what they've learned. They're able to have a budget. They're able to record and organize their information electronically in a business system. They're able to collect tuition from parents and take a salary. So I really like to see that happen, because when we have home-based childcare, as we know, they're in the community with our families. They share the same culture, and they're right next door. And so if we can bring home-based childcare providers into the system and maintain their businesses, then we're doing our children and families a service.
So there are, we know there's very many challenges for family providers throughout the state. And so what have been some of the biggest challenges that family childcare providers face when trying to access funding like this?
I think just in general, some of the challenges that they have that, you know, we're familiar with are just coming into the licensing system and going through the zoning process, because that looks different in every city, every region across the state. And if you're just coming into this because your heart is for caring for children, then you're kind of taken aback by that system. You're like, oh my gosh, I have to get licensed, and I have to have zoning, and I have to have permits. So that can be a challenge that I hope, as we look at what funds this grant can provide, how can we incorporate that so that it's not so much of a challenge? What can we learn from that? And then, like I said, I think I mentioned this earlier, just sustaining their business in the first couple years, understanding, you know, everything that comes into play. You know, we have to, when we're star one, and then we have to look at, do I have a budget? And, you know, looking to see themselves more as professionals. And that can be a change for some of our home-based providers, especially coming into the system thinking, I love children and I want to work from home. So giving them some realistic expectations and support, I think is really important. And I think it's a big challenge for them. So I'm hoping the funds from this grant, with the activities we're using to support the providers, that we can overcome some of these challenges.
And many of the, you know, you said one of the challenges was them being able to sustain their business. Are there any systemic barriers that make this difficult, even with the grants available like this?
I think when we're looking at systemic barriers, I think it's just one of the things is, I think, knowing where to access information. You know, we have the ELRCs that are a support system. We have information on the DHS website. We have information on the PAQ website. But sometimes looking at all these different sources of support that we have statewide, locally, knowing who to access, and at one point in the process, that can be challenging for some. And so, you know, having you know, the DHS representatives at the very initial stage are very supportive of making sure that information is available, as well as the coaches. But sometimes I think some of that information, you know, the providers have said to me, can be so overwhelming because I don't know which department to contact for when and to who. So.
Yeah. And then finding the time to access it, especially once you're up and running, you know, you're running your business all day, and then you have to find the time and energy to find these resources. So
it is long hours. Yes.
So how's this grant addressing the financial sustainability of family child care homes in the long run?
Well, as part of our, as part of the grant application and looking at the grant, you know, that we're doing for the next 2 years, how to sustain the grant is actually part of the implementation plan. So as we look and dive deep into the different goals and how we're supporting those goals and the data pre and post, we have to consider, how are we going to sustain these initiatives? So that is part of the goal. So we will be having discussions, both with the home-based childcare providers. We'll be having discussions as well with the ELRC, who are also helping to support this work. And looking at, you know, the different organizations and partnerships that we have, what supports can they lend to help with some of the sustainability with this?
So far, has there been is there any technical assistance or guidance that's available to help the ELRCs manage the grant funds?
So the ELRCs are kind of looking at it from, you know, we're coming up together to look at the activities to provide for the home-based provider. And when we received the grant, we had 1 year of technical assistance in developing the actual goals of the grant. And we had home-based childcare providers as part of that leadership team. As we begin the implementation phase of the grant, homegrown as well. How's it going? What supports do you need? They also have resources and technical assistance on their website if we have a specific need. So if we really wanted to focus on a specific business aspect or perhaps capacity building, they have specific TA on their website that we can utilize. And then together as a group, then the ELRCs will have each other for support, what they've learned, and then I will help as well in the process with the ELRCs as we begin the implementation of some of the projects and goals outlined in the grant.
You know, I know from being in the field, you know, there's certain pockets of the state that have more family providers than others. Do you foresee that some ELRCs may need more funds than others based on the population of family providers?
We definitely do have pockets and deserts of family child care providers. But when we're looking at the grant funds, and that's kind of why we took all of the ELRCs and we were looking at them and decided to take the work and take it in smaller chunks. So we did have the ELRCs fill out a questionnaire about the state of home-based childcare in their specific area. What does it look like? Are they really focused or do they really want to focus on working to build capacity before they even can begin to really grow a network? Or do they have a system in place where, but they really want to expand and work on other goals? So we're looking at that. And so based on the activity is where the funding source will come from. So we're not going to say, okay, so you're going to get, you know, $3,000 because you're working on capacity and you're going to get $2,000 because you're working on this. We're looking at the activities, looking at the value, and then those activities will be funded. I don't know if that's clear or, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So in these grants sound great. You know, it sounds like it's going to be great to build capacity and continue help providers to stay open. Are there any additional resources or support systems that exist for family providers beyond this grant?
There are actually, we are discovering new resources every day. So in addition to the early learning resource centers and the coaches, we have lots of the state that helps support home-based childcare. And, you know, we have the, you know, and nationally too, those that are working with the Royal Community and grants that support those home-based child care providers or any child care provider in rural regions. So we have that to fall on. We have lots of foundational support to specific areas of the state that some of the ELRCs are already drawing upon. We have creative child care solutions that work with individual communities and businesses. How they can support business and a business growth by working or developing or growing childcare opportunities in their area. So we have Karen Grimm Thomas who works with that particular organization or group, I should say.
Are there any partnerships with local or state agencies that help amplify the impact of the funding?
There are, we do have some ELRCs who have some local funding and support. So there are some ELRCs who have foundational support or support from other organizations that help them with providing mentorship or providing career pathway opportunities and funding. So when we get together with this grant and we have those discussions around capacity building and sustainability, we are going to look at the models that these ELRCs have developed and seeing how we can duplicate them in the rural areas, especially, or the areas where there are childcare deserts, and looking to creative childcare solutions as well on how they can support us with that sustainability.
That's great. You know, I remember being in the field back when you were, when ELRCs were still broke up in the regional Keys, that, you know, some of those mentorship programs, especially for the family providers, were very valuable. Mm-hmm. We used to use them as resources. You know, we used to refer family providers to them. Mm-hmm. I remember one family provider in particular, the success, you know, it was a family provider. They were, you know, struggling with compliance, struggling with managing a home and a business. And we referred them to one of the mentors in the area. And they came in and were just able to bring a wealth of knowledge, you know. There's just so many different things that you can do that sometimes just having that partnership of somebody else in the community can really help them. You know, you don't know what you don't know, and it really helped them. It was great to see that.
One of the things, as you know, like I said, we had a leadership team as we were developing our goals, and I have made sure, you know, they had input, and then I take, you know, as we develop parts of the plan, I make sure that I'm sharing that out with the family child care providers themselves or the ELRCs. And that is one thing they have said time and time again, is they miss that mentorship program. They miss the mentor. For those that were on that were star 3 and 4, you know, they did say how valuable that mentorship was to them in getting to that star 3 or 4. And so, you know, as part of this, when we look at capacity building, sustaining businesses, you know, there has been, you know, talk about, you know, how can we support them through a mentorship type program. And we've had some of the providers themselves who've suggested, hey, even if we could have, you know, I talked earlier about, you know, systemic challenges, not knowing where to go when. Even if we had a home-based childcare provider who was like an ambassador, who went to visit all those mm-hmm. who are trying to get licensed or newly licensed, to reach out to them and say, hey, here's some information that I have about all these different organizations. You need assistance on where to go when. Please feel free to reach out to me. Someone to say welcome to the community. So there is a need, and they've said that to me time and again. So we're hoping that with this grant as well, that we could do some data collection and look at, you know, peer mentoring and how we could, you know, how we can incorporate it in a sustainable way.
So I'm going to ask you, Janine, to get out your crystal ball now. And are you able to tell us if there's any additional funding opportunities like this or similar to this that might be coming available in the future?
I would love to. I would actually love to have a crystal ball that says yes. It's all there. I know Homegrown. Like I said, we have their support for 3 years, and they are always looking at, I mean, they have different grants for different reasons, and they're always looking for ways to help support across the state. So I don't know, you know, if there will be additional grants along the way. That's hard to say. And we're seeing new organizations all the time nationally that supports home-based childcare providers. So, for instance, we have All Our Kin, who's also, it's out of Yale, that supports home-based childcare providers. So I think it's just, you know, making sure, you know, we're looking for them. And, you know, we always, you know, we have the support of Octel in helping, you know, build the home-based childcare infrastructure. And relying on our resources like Creative Childcare Solutions to help, and looking, you know, our work with the foundations, what's working. So I can't say for sure, but always looking, always on the lookout.
We certainly love your optimism around it. That's for sure. So in closing, I have a couple additional questions for you. What is the one key message you'd like to leave our listeners with regarding this grant?
I want to say to our home-based childcare providers, the magical word connection. You really need to be socially connected. There is so much value to one's well-being by just being involved, whether that's listening to an ELRC's podcast or joining a Facebook page or their newsletter, signing up for DHS Listserv, signing up for the PA Key, newsletter. You have to stay connected. And if you want to have access to all these wonderful opportunities that are out there, you need to kind of, even in some situations, if you're an introvert, kind of force yourself to try out one activity, something new. Because when you make those connections with other home-based childcare providers, you're doing yourself a service.
That's great. And where can our listeners go to get additional information?
Well, they can also, they can go onto Homegrown's webpage to learn more about building comprehensive networks as well as other resources. There will be announcements and updates, sent through the PA Key newsletter and also through the ELRC newsletter. I do update the home-based childcare providers when they come on to my state meetings that I have quarterly. And of course, anybody can reach out and contact me at any time through phone or email. And I'll gladly let them know of any opportunities that are out there.
Do you want to state your email address and phone number for that? And also, are these same resources where people would go about future funding opportunities?
So future funding opportunities, if there are any additional future opportunities, they would probably they would need to visit the PA Keys newsletter regularly to see what is out there that would support home-based childcare providers. My email, it's janpag, so it's JANPAG at pakeys.org.
Okay.
And my cell phone is 724-761-0801.
Great. Awesome. Anything else you want to say that we might have missed, Janine?
No, I just want to, there will be lots of opportunity for the home-based childcare providers to participate in all these wonderful activities, free of service, with resources and those types of things. So stay connected. And if you're not sure, you want to reach out to me, please feel free. Your quality coach, ELRC, should have some more additional information for you.
Thank you so much. And again, thank you, Janine, for being here
as our thank second you for having
special
me.
Guest. I really think that we value our family and home-based providers so much. So to see an awesome opportunity like this come available for them that will provide them with additional resources is just, it's great. And we're so happy that you're here to help us promote that to the entire system. We appreciate you spending time with us today. Thanks so much.
Thank you.